You're listening to SBS News.
A large sail woven out of pandanus has been named this year's winner of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards. The winning work, Domala, celebrates the relationship between the Yolngu clans of northeast Arnhem Land and the Makassan people of South Sulawesi, who have been sailing, fishing and trading along Australia's northern coast for hundreds of years. Its creator is a master weaver and fibre artist from a small island community off the Northern Territory coast. Speaking through a translator, Margaret Raru Garawara explains her practice.
But she had been working hard for this. Yeah, it's just memory from the father that he has been teaching. And for that long time that Mangustan people has been coming, and they show what was that name and what was that boat.
Yeah. The work, inspired by stories passed down through the generations, is the largest Margaret Raru Garawara has ever created and the most successful, winning her $100,000 as the overall winner at this year's awards. Dr. Joanna Barkman was one of three NATSIA judges.
It's technically highly sophisticated. It reminds us of an incredible history between North Australia and Southeast Asia. I think it's really just such an ambitious and outstanding work.
NATSIA is now in its 38th year and is Australia's equal richest art award, along with the Archibald Portrait Prize. It takes entries from all over Australia in any medium, from traditional bark paintings to digital works. An emotive short film about the impacts of climate change in the Torres Strait won this year's Multimedia Award. Combining powerful images and a rich soundtrack, artist Jimmy John Tyday wants to show the world how global warming is affecting his island home.
Hopefully it inspires people and telling people that we do have climate change up there too, and also for animals. A food resort.
This year's awards received more than 200 entries and were narrowed down to 63 finalists. As in past years, top-end artists have dominated, with 33 of the finalists coming from Northern Territory communities. The late Yolngu artist Musdi Yunupingu was posthumously awarded the Bark Painting Award. Bonnie Barangara and Frida Ali Wayacha won the 3D Art Prize for a sculpture crafted from natural bush fibres which were collected in their small homelands community in West Arnhem Land. And Larrakia artist Gary Lee won the Works on Paper Award for a deeply personal portrait.
The work that won the award is about a special man, my grandfather, who was killed in the bombing of Darwin. So this year is the 80th anniversary year of the bombing of Darwin. That's when he died on the wall. So, yes, it's special that he's getting recognition.
Just 5 years after winning the Emerging Artist Award, South Australia's Betty Muffler won the General Painting Prize, while this year's Emerging Artist is Louise Malavi from Kununurra in Western Australia. Judges praised her depiction of the Great Sandy Desert, as Dr. Joanna Barkman explains.
I just think it's a very delicate but very vast painting all at once, and I really think it is an exceptional work. And I really look forward to seeing what Louise goes on to create in the future.
The winners were announced at a gala event in Darwin to open the two-week Darwin Festival. All of the finalists will be on display at the Northern Territory Art Gallery and Museum until January next year.